Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the monthly meeting for October. Please rise, salute the flag. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to open the floor up for public comment, please. Yes, Kirk?
I have a question.
Yes.
I noticed the other day, earlier this week, as I was waiting for the red light to change, pretty much in front of the drugstore, that it appears that on the poles that support the light unit, on the Village Square side and on the Elm Street side, there's either a camera or a license plate reader.
I don't know.
Been there for a long time.
I got that. Nope, that is a radar sensor to know when there's a car there to change the light. So we don't have red light cameras.
Or timers or?
They had the timer when there was the problem on Elm Street, and they did what they call round robin. So it's like, you know, you get 30 seconds,
you get 30 seconds.
But then the guy came out and he fixed the one on Elm Street. And it does look like a camera because it lights up red. Yeah, it's got a housing and it lights up red when there's a car that it detects, but it's strictly to, we're not tied in, nobody's tied into it, it's a DOT thing, and it just knows when the car's there to change the light, that's all it is. We don't have a red light camera, and we don't have a plate reader up there.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah. Next up, any other comments? Okay,
I'm sorry, I just have one thing. On August 14th, the village lost a very dear resident and person who gave a lot to this community, Jerry Orr. And at the last meeting, we had a moment of silence and everyone had their time to reflect. But I think we should put together a proclamation for him. He was a board member on this board for 20 years, and we drafted this. I didn't have time to get it all together, but if we can, have it made
for
up
the next
for the next meeting, everybody sign it up and send it to bring it to Robin. I think it would be a really good idea because he really gave a lot to this community, and his family continues to be here and also contribute to the community still. So,
okay,
thanks.
Any other comments? Okay, moving on, approval of the minutes of the previous meetings, September 2014 board meeting.
A motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the treasurer's report.
A motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Award. Correspondence. Was there no correspondence? Okay. Reports, the highway department.
Let's see here. Alright, so Tony and Jay helped out with Oktoberfest, set up the tents and took those down, cleaned up the area after. Had some cleanup up behind the village hall for the roofers for the roofing project, getting some lay down area set up for that and some place for them to store their materials and equipment. Trucked in winter sand and crusher run, new furnace filter for the village hall and garage, cleared brush and vines around the pump house antenna, ordered a first load of salt. Dodge truck cleaned the interior and greased up the backhoe.
Hey Bob,
yes.
There's down by the same area that Kurt was talking about by Village Pizza. Mm-hmm. There's a light that's sitting on the ground, like a street lamp light, the whole arm. I don't know where it's from. It looks like it would be off one of the.
They put new poles up and they probably put a new light on it. They didn't get it.
And they must have forgotten.
Yeah, they left it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if we could.
Just pick it up and haul it away.
Yeah, I noticed it when I was walking here from to the meeting.
All right. Yeah. Or should we just call them? We could call.
Or call National.
Call them there if they want it.
We might even be the people.
I'll be out here tomorrow. If it's still there tomorrow afternoon, I'll have Tony pick it up and put it out behind the garage here.
Okay. Thanks.
Highway department. I'm sorry, the water department.
Tony and Jay started the fourth quarter sampling, flushed all the fire hydrants. I haven't heard that we have any problems with them. They both attended the water class in Saratoga, Cobleskill. I had to mark some water lines for the UFPO for installing a new pole, I believe, on the counter on the corner down by the pizza place. Looks like they shut off water at 32 Church Street, 17 Malden Street, 1 Griffith Street, 26 Church Street. They fixed a curb box, and on 7 Griswold Street, they fixed a curb box. Hanson's and Avante Controls have been working together to put a new pump in Pump House 2 that was damaged by the lightning strike in July also. The future plans for that pump was to put a variable drive pump down the well so we could better control how the water went through our system and save us money. Well, that was in the future, but after the lightning hit, we decided to make that happen sooner, so it'll save the village money in the long run for electricity and not shock the water system like pump number two used to. So I think they're almost done, but it's not online yet, but there will be, I believe, in the next week. Tony has a note that one of the property owners are, by the pump house had a complaint about one of our trees possibly making a mess on his lawn. And then Tony's asking permission to get a bucket truck to either take it down or trim it. So I haven't talked to Tony yet to find out exactly if it's rotten branches or a rotten tree or just leaves coming down. So until I find out what's going on or go take a look, I'm not asking the board for any action yet. Okay, but I'll follow up with Tony. Our average water usage per day is 112,000 gallons. And we did our mandatory two coliform tests, which were negative, and our residual chlorine was fine. So we're all up. Pull up the snuff on the test.
Brandon, when the water gets shut off at these three, I'm looking at 32 Church.
Did we bill them yet?
Do we bill them?
I have to find out from Tony if what the purpose or what happened or why of the bank. Yeah, but we were supposed to.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. So this is again the first that I heard of this about the shut off. So I will make sure I follow up on that.
Thank you.
The curb boxes are our responsibility. Yep. That's nothing to do with. I don't. Margaret, what's your end of your street? Is that a number down there?
34.
Mir, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not on the sheet, but they fixed the water problem there too, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, so to add to this, there was a water leak at up again the Mir Street that Tony J. swallowed in the water for 2 days to fix, but I'm glad it's fixed and hopefully you got better water pressure. Okay.
All set, Randy?
Yes.
Police department.
Officer Jones filed the written report that you see. We had 47 incidents investigated, 13 arrests, 208 traffic tickets, and I'll explain that large number in a minute. The details are in the report. There are 3 DWI arrests. There are also 2 drug-related arrests involving marijuana, amphetamines, specifically Adderall, and methamphetamine on the street called Molly, MDMA, ecstasy, that sort of thing. So, unfortunately, that kind of stuff is here in Nassau. Unit 602, the Chevy Tahoe is 84,500 miles on it. 603, the 2011 Crown Vic is 24,300 miles. This past month, the officers completed their firearms qualification at the range. I mentioned that there were 208 traffic tickets this month. We took advantage of our Police Traffic Services grant, which is the combination of what used to be called BUNNY and the Buckle Up New York and the STEP, which was the
Selective
Traffic Enforcement Program. They've combined those into one now, and we get a certain amount of money that allows us to be on patrol at times when we aren't. It's not in our budget to be there. So it's additional shift times. Typically, they're during the day, as I understand it. And finally, K-9 Officer Yazzo was recently certified in tracking. What that means is that Yazzo and Officer Bunny can now participate in missing person searches, which is really important. Kids, older people, you know, often hear about folks with dementia or Alzheimer's who go missing, especially this time of year, coming up to winter. It's very important to be able to track those folks and find them before something bad happens. And several times over the past couple of years, something like that has happened here, not necessarily right in the village, but out, you know, directly outside the village. So as a certified tracking team, they can participate, and they're also a resource for other communities in southern Rensselaer County, which is good, again, with our five municipality agreement sharing of services. We don't not only do we take advantage of that here, but we also can provide services for other places. So this is all good stuff. Yazzo and Bunny, I want to obviously congratulate them on that certification.
All set? Okay. Thank you. Dave?
Yes. Should we talk about the streets? We got the signatures we need for Mir Street. And Lori just gave me a map description that I haven't seen before. When we were doing Alter Alley, we had about six people here, I think, that signed the deed and the offer. And then I think Lori must, did you get one more signature?
I did.
So we're missing three people, or three sets of people. You know, can we do it with just a minority group? I guess we could. Boards. I'd like to give it one more shot, but it's up to the board, really. In other words, what we're trying to do here is give some color of title to the village so we can go and do what we've been doing for the last 50 years, okay? And in order to do that, we need some kind of deed or some kind of conveyance. This is a quick claim deed from people who probably don't own this property. Well, they don't. I mean, their deeds say they don't. And the corporation that owns it, Greenman Terrace Development or whatever it was exactly 100 years ago, is probably dissolved and no longer around. We couldn't get a deed from anybody if we tried, I think. So we're just looking for some colorable reason. I'd rather get these other folks on if I can, okay? But I don't want to make this, you know, Lori made a good point for me today, which is that, you know, snow's going to start flying soon. I'd like to give it another shot if we can and see if we can do it. And if we can't get anybody more by November, just do it at the November meeting. That would be my recommendation, okay? And I'll make, if do you have contact for these folks? Because I'll call them up and...
We don't have telephone numbers for okay. those folks.
Huh.
We've sent two letters, right, Mrs.?
Yeah.
We've sent two letters to them.
Does anybody know them?
Where are the properties?
Ridgeway?
Where are the properties?
Right on Alter Avenue.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Are they the ones closest to the...
Ridley's backyard of Bus Alter Alley. He's on the south alleyway going down between Luxner and Risley. Going straight down, and then you branch off to the right to Judy Montesinos. So right there where that goes down. So mm-hmm. Risley's right there. And it's Luxner, and then it's Josh Webb.
So it's the three moving towards Ward's house.
Correct.
Yes.
Because it looks like, I mean, that's, the map shows that Alter Alley comes in here where Josie Tierney used to live
mm-hmm.
and swings around. But that doesn't look like that's been there anymore. That's where all that's filled in.
That's where Mrs. Craig filled in.
Right. So is that going, that's going to be opened back up again?
All I did was I took about, there's five owners on each side, and I took about the first five in that go to the cross street. There's a what looks like a little, is it Greenman Terrace? Is that the little cross?
No, it's called South Alley.
South Alley, I'm sorry. I didn't bring a file, so I don't have that with me. Yeah, I took the five owners on each side out to that street, because that seemed to be what we were talking about, right? That's what we're trying to do. So I wanted to get everybody to, I mean, it's good for everybody to do this. I don't know why anybody would have a problem with it or not. I'd like to get another shot if I can, you know?
So, Bob, what are you saying? The original map shows that opened up?
Yeah, it shows two entrances from Fairview.
And right now it's down somebody's lawn?
Yeah, it seems to me that
when I went up and looked at it, if you look down where the entrance is, it looks like that's all been filled in, and there's boats and things back there that are being stored, and it looks like that's been cut off, so that the only way in is the one that's further down, and I don't know who the residents are, but there's the house is the further down one where you have to turn right to go up to Marcusinius's house.
Yeah, that's Luxner.
Yeah, so that one there. And so you end up with a T, and you go up there, and then but you can't make the sweep out and around and come out. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I was wondering if that's all part of this deal or
no. All it is, all I did, Bob, is I just took, my understanding was it was the first five or so people in, or the first house, five or so houses going in from, I think it's from Mir, out down to South Street, South Alley. That's what I was trying to cover of this thing. So that's what I had everybody, or hoped to have everybody sign that went out to there. Okay, that's as far as I went on this thing.
You should give it one more shot.
Yeah,
I have no problem waiting. See if we can get the rest.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, if anybody give me contact information or anyone knows them, I don't know why they're still living there, right? I mean, there's no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't understand how Webb is connected to that.
Yeah, I don't know how Webb's connected either.
No, I don't know. He showed up on a tax bill. In other words, I just.
I know. It's just it's he's, where the South Alley is Luxner and Risley. On either side of it, and then it takes a left for the rest of the Ultra Alley. Webb is on the right, way on the other side of on the other side of Luxner. So I don't understand how he's involved. But I mean, I don't know exactly
what I did,
all the.
What I did was I took the old. In other words, I went over and got a Xerox, or maybe we had a Xerox here, the original Greenman Terrace map. Okay. Which shows these lots.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the tax map and did sort of an overlay and comparison. And it sort of fit because when you look at the tax maps, they replicate the lot numbers as they were put forth in that original map, subdivision map. And so there's, you know, like one lot or one house might be, you know, lots 9 and 10, and the next one would be 11 and 12. That's how it looked. And it sort of matched up. So, you know, I think he was in the mix. So if I can. I believe one of these ladies, Christine Cronow, I don't think Michael lives there anymore.
He doesn't.
And he may not want to have anything to do with it, but you know, at least we got one of them to sign off. But it would be nice if we get the other two, the two couples. I don't know, we'll see how late we go tonight. Maybe we can stop by.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, maybe it's weird to go to somebody's house in the middle of the night. I don't know. I don't know.
Are you?
Okay, we'll see what time we end. They're right around the corner.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Trustees, as far as myself, I don't have any. I don't have any business right now. The clerk.
Actually, I do. The water bills went out. They had an error. The county did a bill with a 2% increase that we were supposed to have, so that's going to carry over till April. But other than that, that went along fine. And village cleanup is October 18th from 9 to 12. That's it.
I have a question about, not the cleanup, but, and I should have asked this one, but it was during Bob's report. We're picking up leaves.
Correct.
When are the dates for those?
It's at the end of the month.
Yeah, so this year, as many of you know, we had a very dry summer, so leaves are coming down earlier. Is there any way we can start this a little earlier instead of waiting until the end of this month? Because I know right now, you know, the village is sort of filled with leaves, having done my own.
I know Bob's going to have to talk to Tony and Jay.
If there's a way.
I'm going to talk to Tony tomorrow.
If they're able to, only because it was really dry, and, you know, the leaves are coming down now versus a month from now.
Okay.
Thanks.
See if we can start a week or so early.
Yeah.
I don't even have to look at when we're supposed to start.
It starts on the 27th, and then it's the next two Mondays after that. Right. I just don't know the dates. Yeah.
So even if we could get one more week before that.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Anything else, Missy?
No.
Okay. Code enforcement, I have a monthly timesheet from Kevin Hitchcock. The board can look it over. He's issued the summaries of a lot of hours that he's used throughout the month, so it's there for the village board to review. Animal? Go ahead.
I notice a lot of it is Cumberland Farms.
Yeah. The animal control officer, I did talk to Paul, and he didn't have any issues this month. As far as that's what he reported to me. Village Beautification Committee and Historic Preservation Commission.
Thank you to all who participated in Oktoberfest. We had an absolutely beautiful day. We're hovering right around $1,000 profit, so that is as good as it gets. Everything went up a little bit in the sales. Thanks to Randy and Guy and Lori's trustees being there helping. We had a lot of nice volunteers, and we had a big crowd and a lot of out-of-towners who come to Nassau for this event. So it was very successful. The final committee meeting will be a week from tonight. We're going to start 1 hour earlier at 6 o'clock, and then we will go to sleep until April or so. So it's sort of a so-so year this year, but we got through it, and we'll see what happens 2015.
Thanks, Kurt. Youth Committee?
The Town Youth Committee held a successful basketball night at DPS last night. Trustee Forte and Susan Forte assisted them. There will be another night on October 21st. Members of the committee will be assisting with children's activities at the History Day celebrations on the 18th. There is a person who's been actively assisting us and who is interested in joining the committee, and I'll keep the board up to date on this potential member as soon as she agrees. The next scheduled meeting will be on Wednesday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall. We'll be planning our fall and winter activities at that time.
Thank you. Zoning Board of Appeals?
I did confirm with Code Enforcement Officer Kevin Hitchcock that Cumberland Farms does not require an additional variance for the triangular potential obstruction for their new sign. So we're looking to proceed with their variance request, which is a setback request for the proposed sign that they'll be placing on their property. So barring one person who hasn't gotten back to me from the ZBA, we're looking at October 26th as the date for that variance request. So I'll make sure I get missing the paperwork within the next couple of days, and we'll take it from there. But it looks like the only thing they're going to need is a setback, and they're requesting setback relief for the sign.
Did they ever tell you why they didn't put that in their original application? I mean, they must have known they were going to have a sign somewhere, right? Just ask.
No, I mean, you know, I don't want to speak to that other than it kind of got through the planning board and the village board. And then they sort of came to us and said, wait, we need something else, so I hope this is it. But no, I didn't get any explanation of why it wasn't sort of caught before that point in time.
All set?
Good to go.
Thank you.
7 p.m. at the Village Hall once I get confirmation of the date for October 27th.
Thank you. Planning Board? No one?
No.
Okay. Master Plan Update Committee.
We're continuing to meet every 3 weeks, and at our last meeting we spent a little bit of time discussing whether or not any further public participation would be good before we proceeded to actually put pen to paper and start writing this document. And based on the amount of input we had received so far, the number of public meetings we had had, and the level of participation, as well as the number of issues that we felt like we were familiar with and knew we needed to address at this time, we were comfortable not doing any more public participation at this time. So our next step is we're in the currently developing an outline for our master plan, looking at the last master plan that was written, and seeking inspiration from other recent master plans that other villages of this character have created in the last several years, and we're hoping to have that done in the next meeting or two, and then starting our draft master plan soon thereafter. And we're pretty much on schedule. We're hoping to have a draft master plan before the board sometime, like maybe late winter, early spring next year.
Okay. Hey, Josh. Ken Bailey, Bailey's Antiques, has decided to take his property off the market and has decided to still stay in business in the village. He's going to be open a few less days, so he might be contacted again to see if he has some input, but he was originally going to close in October and has decided to stay. His wife's health has improved quite a bit, so you might want to just...
Well, it's good to hear. I know that he had spoken with one of our committee members, Mark Taylor, in the past and had quite a few things to say about the process. And when we had invited him later on, he chose not to stay because he thought he was selling. So.
Yeah, but he's not now, so
we can reach out to him again to see if there's anything.
Yeah, he was one of the business owners that we reached out to actually participate on the committee. So now that he is available, it might be a good idea to recontact him.
Yeah, it's never too late. In fact, you know, when we have a draft document out, we anticipate having another public meeting and it will be available for the public to review and read. So it's not, there's still other chances formally to participate, but you can certainly speak to him ahead of time in an informal capacity.
Okay.
Thanks, Josh. Next order of business is the old business, the Village Hall roof project. Robert?
I spoke with Ben Mara, the engineer for the project, and we're going to meet with SNL Roofing tomorrow and go over the laydown area and where they can store materials and things. The roof materials have been ordered. The panels, we expect, they were expecting about 2-week delivery, and we're going to start as soon as the materials arrive. So we're looking for a start of the week of the 20th. Of October, so that sometime in that week when the materials arrive, they'll get started on the project and stay on it until it's completed.
Okay, thank you. Next under old business is the Fort Crailo chapter support sign resolution.
That's already taken care of.
Oh, it is.
Regarded.
Okay. All right. New business. Park policies.
So, at our last meeting, it was brought to our attention, probably again, that some of the residents of the village like to use the parks after hours, and we had talked about additional enforcement. And one of the things that of the park hours, and right now there's a sign there that says the park opens at 6:30 or 6 a.m., closes at 9 p.m., I think, which works in the summer, but at this time of year, 9 p.m., it's dark, and the neighbors around the area are complaining about the use. So what I want to bring to the board, suggest to the board, is that we have Dave draft this up, a local law that defines park hours for all the parks in the village, and instead of having a singular time of 9 p.m., have it be tied to sunset, which happens at a particular time every day. But obviously, it's different. You know, in the summer it's longer, and
so dead in the winter it's 4:30.
Yeah,
they do that. If you look at the V&T law about when you have to have your lights on, it's 1.5 hour
after
before dusk, or you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So somewhere there's a definition of dusk we can tie it into.
Yeah, something that has a definition that you know we can easily say.
Right.
Okay,
it's 4:30 at December 21st, but it's 8:30
and so it's enforceable, and it also allows the officers to say, look, this is the law, skedaddle. The other thing is that it's a growing sort of trend that municipalities are making their public areas, park areas specifically, smoke-free. There's a sign down there. I don't know if it's an unofficial or official sign, but maybe wrapped into that law about the park is, to, is I would suggest making the park area smoke-free. There's more than 1,000 community municipalities in the country that, that have done this, and so you know, I think as a progressive area, we should think about that as well. So, you know, again, I'm not saying that's what the law is going to be, but if you could draft, Dave,
right. Yeah, I'll put some.
And then we can decide whether we want to actually do that or not. That'd be great. Thank you.
An additional point, I received some phone calls from people that live around this park right here, and some of the complaints were that there were people way after hours, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, drinking and just raising all kinds of noise. I guess my question to the guy is, you know, are there arrangements being made to, because I know there's certain hours for our police department, you know, that are working, but and a lot of this happened to be on weekends, so.
Well, unfortunately, you know, our police are there when they're there. But, you know, what I've been telling folks and what we told people who came to the last meeting is that you really need to actually call the police department. You know, so, you know, it's...
What happens if they're not, you know, they're not on duty?
Well, if they call our number and they're not on duty, it rolls to the county. Okay. And if they call the 911 number, which some people might not think is an emergency... just people in the park, but really that's the way they call the police. So if you call the 911, it goes to the county, and again, if there's someone from the county available, they'll come.
Okay.
I will say though that, you know, it probably won't be a priority, unfortunately, for any police agency, except ours because they're here. So I'm not sure how to deal with the really late hours, if we're not going to have our officers on duty, which, you know, that's an expense. But if we're not going to do that, then I'm not sure how to really enforce that time of day with any consistency. But
I think the most important thing is that if people have a problem, to call. And remember last week or last month that I said he didn't feel like he didn't want to call. Well, if something's broke, it can't be fixed unless somebody's called about it. So I think if we get more complaints, then we need to make sure we tell the people to call. Because you're not going to know. Tom's not going to know. And the county will probably send you something and say, hey, something. So, I mean, I think it as being proactive, the residents have to be a little proactive, too, to call. I would not want somebody drinking at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'm not just going to, oh, they're here, you know, give me a call.
Right.
I don't think any agency's going to be mad. Just gonna,
no.
If we can get there, we can get there, or whatever.
Okay. Are there any public comments? Yes.
I know it's too late for this village cleanup, but I was wondering if the village of Nassau and the town of Nassau could get together and possibly have a shredder. I know the town of Skowdak got together with the town of East Greenbush, and I think the residents would appreciate it if we could.
Paper shredder?
All kinds of documents.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. We did talk about it last year, and
It was also Margaret. It was also brought up at the waste management meeting 2 or 3 months ago, and Matt is trying to work on that. There was another municipality that is in the authority that expressed the same idea, where they could get 2 or 3 municipalities together and do just that. So I'll give Matt a call tomorrow and see where we stand on that.
Thank you.
We haven't had a meeting, you know, in about 2 or 3 months, so I'll contact him.
I just want to say something.
Go ahead.
I know Judy mentioned that the youth committee was helping out with the history fair, but just to let everybody know, I'm a member of the Town and Nassau Preservation Committee, and Kurt's also been attending our meetings and very helpful on things going on. But October 18th from 12 to 5 at the VFW is a Harvest History Fair. It's free to the public. There's kids games, kids painting, pumpkin painting. There's also speakers inside, and I believe Kurt's going to be one of our speakers. And one of the speakers is on the rent wars that took place. And there's two other speakers that I just can't remember now, but there's going to be all three fire departments there that represent the town or in the town, having some memorabilia, some photographs, and again, the Sunshine Club. So it's a town-wide function. There's free hot dogs and chili, cider, donuts, and it's no cost to the public. We're gonna have
Randy will be cooking.
Yeah, I'll be the cook. Thanks. But we're gonna have to try to have, I think there's gonna be some antique cars coming. So it was attended last year for the first time. There was about 200 people. And I think we're gonna have some Mr. Hankel playing banjo. So if you're around, come on up. It's 12 to 5, October 18th.
Okay, thanks, Randy. Anyone?
I'd just like to say, I could have said before, but I didn't think about the new village website. Looks great.
Thank you.
Very attractive.
Still have a lot of work to do, but thank you.
Anyone else for public comment? Yes.
Last week, someone on Walden Street was changing their oil and dumped it in the gutter, in the...
Catch basin. Okay.
Don't know personally if my son saw him, Chad. I don't know who it was. He said he didn't know who to go to about it. He knew it shouldn't be done. There's enough places when you change your oil, if not to dump it in the... He couldn't believe the guy was doing it. But if you need any more information about that, contact him and he can give you the details. I don't know.
You don't happen to know the location of the catch basin?
I think he might know who it is. I'm not sure. But
have you got a number that I can contact?
Yeah, I'll give you his number.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Anyone else?
I mentioned it to Tony the other day. I think it was Monday. Just because if those people can be notified on that street that that's not appropriate.
Okay.
So, okay.
There's no further comments. We'll go on to the resolution. We have just the one, right? For the expending of the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a resolution to expend for the repair of the village roof up to $62,000.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Next order of business is the audit of the bills. Bills number 143 through number 179 in the amount of $14,355.81 in the general fund. And this the correct number, 26.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
$26,627.44 in the water fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.